If you were to find out today that you've come down with some kind of fatal disease and you're going to die, you have a cancer, it's all the way through your body or some other disease, and you go to the doctor and whatever this disease happens to be, he says, here's what you need to do and you'll be cured. You will be cured. It's an absolute. Well, you go home and you think about it and you look at the medicine and say, well, I really believe this doctor is very narrow-minded. I don't see how that could possibly be true. I don't think I'm going to take this medicine. This doctor is too narrow-minded. I don't like people that way. Too narrow-minded. There's no open mind at all about this thing. And so I'm not going to take this medicine. Well, the guy dies. And the question you have to ask is, did the doctor kill that man? And the answer is, of course not. The disease killed that man. And that man was fool enough to not take the cure. That was his decision. He had opportunity, but he didn't have enough faith in the doctor's prescription to walk obediently with it. Now, we're not going to be able, any of us, go before the throne of God and say, well, you never told me, or I didn't have enough opportunity, and it's not my fault, and how could you toss me into hell like that? That's not fair. I thought you're supposed to be a God of love. It's not going to work that way. The disease is already at work in our bodies, and it's fatal. It's guaranteed. The wages of sin is death, and all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And that sin is peppered through our life, and there's only one cure. Now, if we want to say, well, you're just too narrow-minded, and I'm not going to take that cure, then you'll die. And you won't be able to shake a finger at the great physician and say, how can you let me die this way? It's our choice. You know, that's the opportunity that's in front of us. And that's the nature of the kingdom of God. Now, we can deny that. I refuse to believe that. That couldn't be so. This is not cancer, and it's not fatal. I refuse to believe it. And that can be our response too. You know, it couldn't be so. It can't be fatal. It's not true. I'm as good as the next guy. I mean, line up your list of things to think about. But we've got to be really real about this, because believing this too narrow or wishing it weren't so isn't going to change the reality of it.